The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
This weekend is a year since the deposit return scheme was introduced in Ireland, to some resistance from people who didn't like the notion of having to clean out their plastic bottles and feed them into a machine. A year on, we have 12 months of data to see whether or not the scheme has been effective. With us is Return CEO Kieran Foley. The numbers, Kieran, the metrics for the relative success of the scheme.
Okay, well, look, I guess the easiest way to look at it is prior to deposit return scheme, we were recycling 49% of these bottles and cans. Between us now and Mixed Dry Recycling, since the introduction of the scheme, we are recycling 85%. So the difference between 49 and 85% is 630 million bottles or cans per year. So I think it's safe to say that it's made the difference.
You said between yourselves and Mixed Dry Recycling.
What's that? So as we know it in Dublin, the green bin, that's where the 49% was coming from prior to the introduction of the deposit return scheme. Where we've got to now, we've, through the scheme itself, we've got to about 70%. There's still about 15% we measure in Mixed Dry Recycling, and then about 15% still on the go going into normal waste bins.
So effectively what has happened is an awful lot of the waste. So you've increased the amount that is collected in total, but you've also effectively taken almost all of what people used to put into the green bin. They're now feeding it into the machines.
Yeah. I mean, the idea of our scheme, we're trying to create a very closed-loop recycling scheme. So it's really important that it comes back through the machines. The next best solution is to recycle through the Mixed Dry Recycling. But it's important to say that the idea of the deposit return scheme is to go bottle to bottle, so a full circular economy solution. In order to go bottle to bottle, you have to achieve a 95% plus quality of recyclate. If it goes through the Mixed Dry Recycling or through your green bin, we achieve about 80%, so it'll be recycled into other materials, not back to bottle to bottle. If it comes through the machines, because it's collected separately, then the quality is actually running at 98%. So although Ireland is now recycling 85%, we still need to get that 15% from Mixed Dry Recycling into the deposit return scheme. And obviously then we need to get the final 15%.
So if people are sufficiently wealthy that they look at it and say, I can't be bothered to go to the machine, I will just throw it in the green bin, in the belief that that is the same thing. It's not.
It's not. So the green bin does a great job. It's for all the other materials. It's not how we recycle bottles and cans in Ireland anymore.
Why do you want it to go bottle to bottle? What does it matter if you make a fleece out of it or a bottle out of it?
Well, if you make a fleece out of it, you're downcycling, basically. So the whole idea of our scheme is that it's 8 times more efficient to use recycled bottles than to create virgin materials. So this is why we're doing this all over Europe. This is why we're doing this all over the world. And obviously our target is to get to 90% bottle to bottle through the recycling scheme by 2029.
You, I assume, do some kind of research into the both uptake and attitudes towards it. What has that revealed to you? Because there was some fairly significant grumbling when the scheme came in.
There was. And look, we expected that, to be fair. So that happens in every country. I think the transition period is really difficult. So everybody's getting used to it. There was a period of 4 months where there was some bottles with logos, some bottles without logos, some that were in the scheme, some that were not. Retailers had to get used to the machines, you know, the customers had to get used to the machines, so that there were teething problems, but we expected it, we knew it was going to happen. It's settled down now since we came out of transition period on the 1st of June. We're taking, on average, about 3.7 million of these containers a day. We've had 5 million days over Christmas. So Ireland has really bought into it. We're doing better than we expected at this stage. And hopefully all those teething problems are gone. There's always going to be some issues with the machines. But in general, it's just due to the popularity of the scheme. The machine is full. The retailers get really good at changing the bins quickly, and hopefully that gives a good customer experience.
And would it have been impossible to achieve the same thing through people's sense of responsibility and altruism? Had you said, okay, we're going to do another layer of separation in the house, you need to put your bottles in a bin and have that as a collection, that couldn't have worked?
No, I mean, unfortunately, research shows that you need the economic element. I guess we look at the economic element, we look at the environmental element, and then...
But people won't do it out of goodness, they'll only do it for their
wallet. A lot of people do it out of goodness, and that's what we've seen now in Ireland. We've been blown away by the social impact. So what you've seen a lot of, and I'm sure you've seen it yourself, Anton, is clubs and charities and schools getting involved in the scheme. And people, as you said, who maybe do not want to bring the bottles back or don't see they need the money, they're now donating them to these local community activities. Believe it or not, we have over 2,000 of these community organisations signed up to us at this stage.
Now, at 3.7 million bottles per day, Surely that raises a subsidiary question, which is in any of the analysis of what's good for the environment, where we start is reduce long before we get to reuse or recycle. 3.7 million a day is an extraordinary number of plastic bottles floating around, isn't it?
Plastic bottles, aluminium cans. So there's approximately 1.8 billion of these products that go on the market in Ireland every year. So
in Ireland alone, 1.8 billion?
1.8 billion. If you do the maths, 3.7 million. Well, it's nearly 5 million a day that's going on the market every day. So that's why it's so important to make sure that we recycle them and recycle them in the right way.
But is it also important, is the next phase to try to achieve a reduction of that number?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously not our scope. You know, we've been appointed by the government, approved by the government to get the recycling. There's lots of benefits, as you know, to using plastic in terms of transport and efficiency, etc. So obviously, if you can recycle a bottle seven times, you can recycle cans infinitely. So it's the best way to manage the quantity that we have got.
And it's seven times for a bottle before it breaks down?
Well, you lose about 14% every time you go through. If you put a ton of plastic in, you get about 84% back, and it reduces as you go through.
So does that mean that you then have to sort the ones that are heading for their eighth turn round the rodeo, or is it that?
No. It's like a mass balancing. If you think all of the plastic is going through the system, becomes a flake, becomes a pellet, you get about 84% return as you lose it through the cycle.
And explain then the structure of the business itself. You're a private entity with a state contract, is that it, or are you a state company?
No, so we're a CLG. We're a company limited by guaranteed. We're paid for by the producers. So the producers pay a fee for every product that goes on the market. We own the material, so we also get income from the sale of the material. And then we do get income from unredeemed deposits, so we hold the deposits. But we're purely a not-for-profit organisation. We don't get funded by the government. The government don't get any of the money. Any money that's there, it all gets put back into the scheme and ultimately back into recycling.
And how do you handle things then, like remuneration within the organisation? Is that set by an external third party, or can you decide we are doing well, we will pay ourselves more?
Everything is benchmarked. So we have a full board of directors made up of independent directors, made up of producers and retailers. Everything like salary remuneration would be benchmarked against industry. But, we're not a government organisation. We are approved by the minister, and the minister can do away with us if things weren't working well. But ultimately, we are a producer responsibility scheme.
Lastly, one of the things that people got irked about when there was that period of significant irkedness was the fact of your receipt and where you could use it rather than it just plopping back into your wallet as actual cash. Why can't you get the money back as just money?
Yeah, okay. Number of reasons for that, really. I guess the retailers have made a huge investment in terms of putting the machines in. And the way the scheme was set up to return to retail, it is that if you get the voucher out of that machine, you need to spend it in that store. And that guarantees the retailer the business. And they've put the infrastructure in place to make the customer experience as seamless as possible to attract the customers to spend the money in their stores. We've recently, the multiples have recently introduced where you can now redeem in any of their stores, but obviously it's still not open to any retailer.
But essentially what you're saying is if the retailer didn't have that skin in the game, they mightn't agree to have the machine in their car park.
Exactly. There's lots of people, producers, retailers, the public. We've all made changes for this. It's been a major change, and yet we had to make sure that the retailer bought
in. Is presence not enough to guarantee that? I would have thought if you'd gone to the bother of driving to your local shop with your bag, while you're at it, you'd do the shopping anyway. Do you need to have the receipt to incentivize you to go into the shop?
It's certainly what I do, but I think lots of people now are, finding innovative ways, different ways of doing it. But in general, that's the way, and that is the way it works all over the world.
Kieran, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks very much, Anton.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.